Coming up on TMS, AC4 is really, really good.
What are your Thanksgiving traditions?
There be cheese and then there ice melters.
Pixar hands out a bunch of pink slips.
Catching Fire caught fire over the weekend.
That kid from Goonies checked into rehab.
Wolverine is healing from his nose cancer problem.
Major spoilers.
Eric's app review.
I couldn't put an F in there anywhere. Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Don't write with a pink. If you write with a peach, you'll get a very wet letter. Don't write with a prune. Words will come out wrinkled and dopey. Let's face it, the only fruit you can write with is a banana. The Bic banana, a fine line marker, not to be confused with a ballpoint. Writing a letter to your son, right? Right. Usually you write, dear son, how are you? I'm fine. Write that same letter with a Bic banana, and you get, dear sonny, I miss your face. Mom, see what a nice letter it writes? The Bic banana, a different way to write.
The more I learn.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. You're soaking in it.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Morning Stream, where...
The more I learn.
The more I know.
The more you learn.
The more I learn.
We may have watched the Film Sack movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
You may have, but you won't find out until next week.
Yeah. Well, we hint at it at the end of today's episode, but just a little hint.
The more I learn.
It's on tap. Hey,
that
everybody.
Sounds like it could be Kindergarten Cop. Is that what that is?
No, because they didn't
jingle
make...
all the way?
There's no that? Tumor. There isn't a tumor. Is that how the line goes?
That's not a tumor.
There you go. That movie also hosts...
Come with me if you want the tumor.
That movie also has the kid going, I have a penis, she has a vagina or whatever.
Yes, yes.
I used to crack me up back in the day. When Arnold was doing those, they all do it. So The Rock did it too. Think about it. Bunch of hard hitting action movies.
Hmm?
And then he did
you do your
Tooth Fairy and freaking
The Babysitter.
Babysitter, and, yeah. All right. That stuff. And then right. You got the same thing with your Vin Diesel did that. And who else does that? They all
what
do
did,
it.
How did Vin Diesel what did, are you talking about the Iron Giant or are you talking
no,
about
No, something else. He was in something later. Vin Diesel is prescient because we just Or is pertinent, rather, is because we just talked about him last night for XXX. But here, I'm going to find it.
The Pacifier is what I
The Pacifier.
The Pacifier, okay.
Which is basically The Babysitter. It's the same thing.
Yes, right.
But anyway, yeah, what was the point?
That's your path. If you're a big action star,
yeah.
Enjoy it because you move on to made-for-kid movies.
And sometimes you come back. There's he's been doing a lot of action stuff since then. He is, by the way, still in Guardians of the Galaxy, should mention.
Right,
that.
I know, as the voice of Groot.
Yeah, Groot. He was going to be in the Avengers.
The plant dude.
Yeah, but now he's the plant dude, so good job on the plant dude gig.
well done. Nice promotion there.
Yeah.
What, Stallone really hasn't done it, has he?
Yeah, he had, Throw Mama from the Train. No, wait, that wasn't him.
No, Stop Her, My Mom Will Shoot.
That's the one. There was one with a mom in it. Wouldn't you say that would qualify?
I never saw it, but okay, yeah, probably.
And like Road Hogs works for a bunch of those other guys.
Well, yeah, that's basically, hey, let's all get motorcycles. I know. If we do a movie of it, then we get our motorcycles for free. Sounds great.
Do you know that he's working on a movie called Creed where he plays Rocky Balboa in a movie called Creed? That means, is this the Apollo Creed story?
Right, so okay, all right, I get it.
But how old is Carl Weathers now?
I don't think it's going to be Carl Weathers.
Didn't he die?
Although I guess you can't really have Sylvester Stallone playing Rocky in a movie where Idris Elba plays Creed or something like that.
I wonder if though, so if it's, but didn't Apollo Creed die in like Rocky 3 or 4 or something? Didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he got beat by Drago, man.
Right, yes. Yep.
Or
it's Apollo Creed's son, according to Robert E.
Oh, so we're going to have Rocky train him? Fantastic.
Yep, and that means it is going to be a little youngster Creed, the next generation.
It's going to be that Willow Smith, or not, what's his name? That's his sister, Dingus Smith. Pinkett Smith. He's going to do it. The Karate Kid's going to do it. You watch. Right. No, please don't do that. It's a very bad idea.
I like how Irony Man says that in the Creed movie, Stallone is playing Scott Stapp.
With arms wide open.
That'd be awesome. Suddenly interested in the movie.
Yeah, me too.
I wasn't before. Nice job on that.
You know which Creed song that was?
All of them. All of them? Every one of them? Yes. Yeah, Creed. I mean, everyone gives so much trouble to Nickelback, but really, Creed was Nickelback before Nickelback was Nickelback.
Yeah, I say share your ire for Creed and Nickelback equally.
Yeah, if you don't...
Slather that hatred upon both bands with...
Now, there are some people I know that are suckers for it, that like that stuff. And to them, I say, good on you for sticking to your guns, I suppose, because we all have our secret pleasures, you know?
Sure, right.
Mine is probably, I don't know, I can listen to John Denver. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not a thing I should like, but I do. I like it. I like Grandma's Feather Bed and some of that stuff. He has a great Christmas
secret
album.
Pleasure is Spice Girls.
Yeah. Spice Girls, like for you, right? Exactly.
Not their music, just them. They're my secret pleasure. I keep them in a dungeon.
Yeah. Brian will tell you what he wants,
or my secret pleasure.
You sound so innocent on the
they
face of
it. They rub the Zika Zika on their skin, or they get the hose again.
That's right. Quiet, ladies. I'm doing a podcast. Hey, so I'm here to tell you, I got a report. Thanksgiving week. Quick notes about the week. We're having a show today. A show not tomorrow. But we are having a show Wednesday. So tomorrow's off because Brian is got a thing, and I have things. So we all have things.
All fell together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got web training. This is a German.
Oh, is it a webinar? Your show is a webinar?
Yes.
Oh, Brian, please. Thanks for doing this.
I've learned that Aberschen is cancel. Because I see that on every screen.
Yeah.
And then slide, the German word for slide is Folie.
Oh, the Folie.
Folie.
Get to the next Folie. We are tired of the current Folie. We need more charts and graphs.
Exactly.
Yes. Brian's Brian Ibbett. Anyway, I love that the Germans are the most stereotypic possible people they would be working with.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah, and then Wednesday we're back for show. And then Thursday is Thanksgiving and there is no show. Mm-hmm. Friday, there is no show because there never is. But on Saturday, we're going to have a special Saturday morning stream. It'll be during the waning hours.
That's right.
Of your cover-thon, which starts on Friday, the 24-hour cover-thon.
It'll be the next to last segment of the cover-thon.
Yeah. And this will be as close as we are all likely to get to Brian doing the show drunk.
It really is.
Yeah.
It totally is. Yeah. The so we've got the TMS, the Saturday morning stream from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, the only time zone that matters. Right after that, I'm going to have Garrett, Jocelyn, and Dills on.
Oh, nice.
Because they are all over the damn country for Thanksgiving. So this was the only time that we could get them together. And we're going to do some angry chicken talk right after that.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to have a little tournament on air? Are you going to play a little on air?
Oh, my God. That would be fun. I was actually thinking, and I know it's way late to figure this out, but how cool would it be if we could do a bonus sack, we all watch something, like a Star Trek episode for an hour.
Yeah.
And do a bonus sack on during the cover-thon.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we do that? I don't know. I'll have to talk to the other two dingleberries.
Let's talk to the two guys. Because I get a big swath of time open from 8 p.m. Friday night all the way to 5 a.m. Saturday morning.
Goodness. It seems like we could squeeze something in, and it would be a thing we could post on the Film Sack site.
Yep.
So it would give us like an episode, you know. Exactly. So it's not like it would be a fruitless endeavor.
Right.
Not that it would be anyway.
Right, of course.
All right. Well, look at this brainstorming on the air. I love this.
I think we try to do the... Yeah, I know. It's like, well, I'll just offer this out. It puts us on the spot. But we could do the Star Trek episode where Crusher has the dreams about her...
we totally should. We got to. That's the next one. And then after that, we do the bug one where they all turn to bugs and apes.
I was going to say, or the one where they all turn to kids would be a good one.
That'd be a good one, too. Yeah, or the shitty ones.
The cods and rones and or was it rods and cones? See, I'm already doing the show like I'm drunk. The one with Ashley Judd.
Yeah. The Judd episode. Oh, I'm into all
any of these. Any of these would be great.
Yeah, I think we do the dream one first, though, since that one's so freaking bad. All right, well we'll work on that. I think that's a good idea.
We'll talk.
I am here to report to the video game loving public that I have had a complete turnaround on a series that I did not expect. And I was so almost not going to get this game. It's turning out to be my favorite thing I got for the PS4. Certainly, it's multi-platform, so it's no new, you know, it's not like you have to have a new Xbox One or PS4 to play it, but I think it's as good as the PC version anyway. I've seen both. And Assassin's Creed 4, dude. Absolutely awesome. I cannot say enough about it. I was kind of done with the series. 3 was a real letdown for me, especially given the potential of that game. I know I brought it up before.
That was the one with the cavalry, the... not cavalry, but like, you know, the colonial times,
yeah. Washington and all that.
Right.
And you were like a Indian dude, descendant man, jumping out of trees, tomahawking people.
Yeah.
It was an awesome concept with just kind of a crappy pacing and just not very well done. It was just a badly done Assassin's Creed game. And I've been a big fan of the games up until Brotherhood. I loved Brotherhood. And I thought, well, okay, four pirates. I'm not even a big pirate fan. Like, I don't like that. Yar, matey, come on over and grab your pirate and your freaking wooden leg and your parrot.
Well, it's been so overblown and talk like a pirate day. And
yeah, I hate that stuff. Yeah. I hate that whole talk like a pirate thing. So I had really kind of low expectations, but I had that buy two, get one free thing. I'm like, well, I'll just get that and see. I am so glad I picked that thing up.
Really?
It is so immersive and good and just action-packed, and the main guy is awesome. The characters are great. The acting's insane. The story's great. They've trimmed out all the fatty, crappy gameplay and left all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Added a few things. The ship battles are insane.
Really?
I can't believe they successfully pulled all that stuff off. It is the most immersive, detailed, textured world you've ever been in. It's just awesome. I cannot say enough about it. And they're not pirates like the cartoon-like stereotype pirates. It's like real, historical, straight-up, guys that fell out of the British Army and doing their own thing now, and privateers. Not, and
no parrots on their shoulders or peg legs or
none of
hooks
that
for hands.
None of that. I mean, some of the clothes, I guess, are sort of from the era or whatever. You know, the boots have big flaps on them and things like that. But
sure,
it's just awesome. And diving out of the sky and killing two guards with two swords at the same time, there's no greater feeling. So I just want to recommend it. People need to crack that open and play it. It's really good.
Might have to pick that up. I'm making my way through Killzone, with Shadow something, whatever it is.
Killzone.
Yeah. Shadowfall, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm probably about 2/3 of the way through the campaign and I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's good.
This is the first Killzone game I've played since the first one.
Oh,
since
wow.
really early on.
Wow.
Battlefield 4 is great, enjoying that.
Yeah.
And
little,
I broke
a little
out
buggy. Some of the server stuff's a little weird, but yeah, it's getting.
I haven't done any multiplayer. It's all been campaign. Mm. And finally took the plastic off of Knack this weekend and started playing it. And I see what the reviews are saying.
Sure.
It's a really good platformer.
Sure.
It's an entertaining platformer, but once you do the first level or two, you realize, they're not adding in, you know, you don't get a new power a quarter of the way in, and
you just
then
keep fighting.
Something new. You just basically, and it's all the fights are so damn repetitive. You walk into an area, there's a guy with a boomerang. Then you walk into the next area, two guys with boomerangs.
Yep.
Next area, a guy with a boomerang and a guy with a club. And the next one is two guys with boomerangs and two guys with clubs.
Like a game that would have been mind blowing in 1999. Like, wow, look what we're doing in this game.
Exactly.
But, yeah, we've come a little
too
far.
It's a bummer because it's such a gorgeous game.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There you go. Not the best thing in the pick, it sounds like.
No.
Congratulations to all the Xbox One buyers over the weekend. Sounds like they had a good week. Both companies claiming 1 million consoles sold in the first 24 hours. That's good.
Wow. I believe it.
Good, strong competition never hurts nobody. And I'm loving this new era. It's fun. I love it. I love when new stuff comes out.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Under, you know, the competition.
Yep.
Between the two, great. That's great. Works. It works out best for all of us. So yeah.
We talk about the stuff, of course, at length on The Final Score. You can catch that new episode that Brian Dunaway and I did on Saturday. So go download it now.
Well, I will go check that out. It sounds awesome.
So I got a list. Quick list. This will be fast.
Okay, I like lists.
Thanksgiving
yeah, yeah.
traditions. It's Thanksgiving week. It's time for us to dip our foot into a vat of cranberry sauce. It came in a can.
And I know your Thanksgiving tradition is your burp contest with your sister.
Yes, that's my favorite thing is Wendy and I will sit across or near each other. And this is, again, the professional therapist, Wendy, keep in mind. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it since we were kids. And whichever one of us can burp whoever gets caught burping by some adult. And in this case now, it's just old people. But whoever catches us burping the loudest loses. And then we also microwave the wishbone. And then her and I do a straight-up wishbone pull.
Oh, you microwave it to dry it out? And
yeah, to dry it out. Because normally you got to wait like a week or something. But we just dry it out and go for it.
Didn't know you could do that.
And she's a cheating bastard when it comes to that. She cheats every time. She'll hold it way down by the base. She'll grab it too quick before I have a chance to do anything, yank it, and get the big part. So it's fun to deal with that every year. And my favorite tradition that I heard about on Twitter this morning was from our good buddy Sean Coons, Sean Basic from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He says, every family has its Thanksgiving traditions. One of ours is the annual hunt for mom's Wi-Fi password. That's pretty good. So because of that, it got me to thinking about Thanksgiving traditions. And here are the 10 that may sound familiar to most of us. Number 10, preparing for Black Friday. Sure, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Kim takes the nieces out for a big day of shopping, which
she just goes the next morning. She doesn't do the stay up late and go at 4 a.m.
No.
Kohl's for a
She may go at 6 or something, but she doesn't do the stay out or the go too early thing. Although
I did that once for Old Navy, whereas like it was the way they opened at 4 and but if you were one of the first 100 through the door, you got a copy of Lego Rock Band.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, I'll do that. I'll stay up all night for a copy of Lego Rock Band.
Last time I stayed overnight for anything was a overnight camping out in the line for a Wii in 2006.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I haven't done it since.
Seems kind of silly in retrospect, doesn't it?
Sure does. You know, that Target parking lot was uncomfortable, and we didn't have a tent, and it was cold, and I'll never do it again.
Right.
Napping, number 8. People look forward to the napping.
Yes.
Sure. Right. Number 7, football. Always football. Football's great.
Yes.
Right. I look forward to playing it, not just watching it. We always have a little game.
Oh, really? You guys do a little pickup game out in the yard? Yeah. Aw. You are so Rockwell. Norman Rockwell.
We kind of are sometimes. And then, again, mostly Wendy's insistence makes that particular tradition live on every year. She's really into that, so we all do it.
That's cool.
Number 6, the wishbone. And we talked about that. Number 5, helping others. Aw.
Aww.
We're doing that in December.
This is not a BuzzFeed list, obviously.
No, it is not. Because by now we'd be too. One would be forcing
stripping naked in front of the.
putting an iguana in your bum or whatever.
unbuckling your belt.
Number 4, the turkey pardon. We all look forward to the president pardoning the turkey.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the GOP is going to block that this year.
They'll probably figure out a way. Yeah.
Filibuster.
they usually act like they hate these traditions until they're in office and then they love them. So whatever. F those guys. The family time. People like the family time. Playing games, hanging out, you know, whatever.
And before we get any emails from staunch Republicans or Tea Party members or whatever, don't worry, I'm joking.
We're playing around, man.
Yes.
We are Brian and I affiliate with neither party, so cut it out. Back off.
It's
all right.
Back to the list. I just wanted to stay above.
That's fine. I totally understand. You know how it goes.
They come to you. They come to you, and then you have to deal with.
Yeah, I do. And it just depends on what I say. Like, if I would have just now said, well, I think the president might have a few other things better to do with his time than pardon a turkey.
Right.
I'd get 1,000 liberal emails all mad at me for that. So just relax. All right. Calm down. All right. Where are we at? Oh, that's. So there's your traditions. Now.
Oh, we didn't. Did you do all of them?
Well, the last two are obvious and dumb. One of them is food and being thankful. Those are stupid.
Great. Jeez Louise.
Nice list there. Who wrote this? Hold on. TheCelebrityCafe.com. Whoever you are.
Nice.
Top stories.
Tristan and I have a tradition, and it doesn't matter if we're at my mom's house or my dad's house or my grandparents' house or wherever, but they always put out the relish tray early on, and it's the one that's got the celery with the pimento cheese.
Oh, right.
Stuffed celery.
Yeah.
And then the green olives and the black olives. And Tristan and I will do whatever we can to help out with things that take us right by that relish tray repeatedly. And as we go by, we always like, grab an olive as we walk by, and then grab an olive as we walk by. So that by the time the meal actually starts, you're handing around a relish tray that just has celery with pimento cheese.
Oh, that's awesome. Because nobody wants that. That just gives calories to celery. Nobody wants that.
Exactly.
I like that tradition. Did you ever, as a kid, the first thing we did with olives, because they're the black
stick
olives, put them on your fingers? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's a thing you do. I still do it.
Totally have to do that. Yeah.
Like some kind of 5-year-old.
Right.
Quick note that, you know how the internet was ablaze with 50th year anniversary of the Doctor Who, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had their big episode and all that, which we're not going to talk about because I haven't seen any Doctor Who in the modern incarnation anyway. So right. I got a lot of catching up to do. But everyone, it completely overshadowed the fact that Where the Wild Things Are, written by Mari Sendak, is also 50 years old, same weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So come on now. Give some love to the best freaking children's book of all time, or certainly one of the most notable, and give it some love. 50 years of Where the Wild Things Are. All right, so other traditions, though, for the Thanksgiving. One of them for me is to try not to be irritated by extended family. I try really hard not to be irritated by those people because they say things I don't like. You know, like there'll be a weird argument or someone will say something dumb about what I do or, you know, something weird like that.
Of course.
So the goal is that one of my great traditions is to smile through that all and just let it wash over me. Like the brine water that it is. Just let it go right over my back.
Right.
But other than that, I think we got them all covered. I'm sure the chat room's had a few ideas in here.
Yeah.
Of things.
Lee was wondering what the best turkey or the best turkey accompaniment is to hide roofies in.
Oh,
I
gosh.
I think it's the stuffing, the moist stuffing that comes from inside the turkey. Yeah. I like... You know, you've got your choices of the two stuffings. Some people like to cook it inside the turkey.
Yeah.
Some people like to cook it outside the turkey. I like the stuffing from inside the turkey.
I like a little bit of both, but I'm with you that the better of the two is the inside one. The problem with the inside one is think about what we're doing there. Think about the violation.
We're shoving
wet bread
into a cavity.
Yes.
Cavity.
Shoving wet bread into a hole in a turkey, in a dead animal. And then we're pulling that out and we're eating it. Right. I have a daughter who's staunchly vegetarian, and so she has to have the made outside kind. She can't do the inside kind, so we're always going to have both. But someone mentioned here, and I've heard before that you don't necessarily, or you can increase your chances of getting weird bacteria botulism-y kind of things from the stuffed version of the stuffing, because it soaks up all the turkey garf, and then you got to eat that.
Turkey garf.
Right. What did I say? Garf? I don't know what that is.
Garf. Okay, yeah, turkey garf.
Turkey garf.
I love it. There's a new term for the residue inside of a turkey.
Is that a movie with Robin
World
Williams?
According to Garf?
Yeah, World According to Garf. Or Garp.
It was Garp.
Wait, what was Garf? Garf was like a game.
That was Gorf.
Oh, was Gorf!
Yes.
All right, well, then none of all my memories are wrong. Everything is, I thought it was all Garf. I don't know what I'm talking about. let's find out what Daryl's traditions are, because I'll bet it's to watch Star Trek. What do you bet?
I'll bet. Yeah, the special Thanksgiving episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites. They really didn't have one, I hope.
Oh, no, they really
did. Did they? Okay, good. Phew! We blew a lot of people's minds with this theme. Hey, it's Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by...
The Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to.
Wow.
Airing weekly on the Frog Pants Network. Subscribe at theinstance.net today.
That was pretty good. Look at you doing the orky voice.
I try.
Daryl...
That's the only reason I play an orc.
Daryl Skills, how you doing?
Yes. Oh, I'm bummed that I didn't get you the Terminator 2 stuff.
Oh, it's fine. We found
it's
one.
Right.
We found that dude, her psychiatrist doctor guy in that... Psych Hospital was...
He was also the big World of Warcraft guy.
Yeah, he's the voice of just like all those intros.
The narrator of everything.
I have no idea.
The orcs start out in this barren area.
This place here where you'll kill 15 rats and return the pelts to a dude with a question mark over his head. So, Daryl, it's a chance for me to ask you a hard trivia question, Star Trek related. But before we do that, what is your favorite Thanksgiving tradition on this holiday week?
Well, we usually go to the in-laws' house at their beach house, and since my wife's mom is a actual cook, she makes us wonderful food.
Mm. And is it traditional stuff, or does she go a little crazy and do weird things, or what?
No, it's completely traditional. Mm. But my little sub-tradition with all of this is they have these candle holders, and of course they never ever light the candles. So I take the olives and I put olives on the candles where the flame should be.
And no, does anyone notice that this has been done? And then if they do, do you blame it on a kid or what do you do?
No. I would take the blame, but I don't think anybody ever notices. Mm, or if they do, they like it.
They like it. Hey, oh, there's old Daryl again with his olive on the candle trick. Well, that's great. Sounds like fun. And fancy, man, a beach house. That's that yeah. sounds great.
Yeah,
yeah. Do it. That's wonderful. Right there on the coast of where is this house?
That would be Washington.
Oh, okay. So that so it's all wet and rainy and gross then, like, all the time.
Yeah. Okay. It's not fun. Well, yeah. I mean, it's fun, but not because of the weather.
Right. It's never like a sunny, shiny morning in in that part of the world. Well, good deal. Sounds like fun. Fine tradition, and I like the weird things people do with olives. I think the olive is the ultimate in let's do something strange on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Daryl, let's get to your question. Star Trek related, of course. This episode, or this week is Ship Registry Number Week, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Oh, numbers.
Yeah, Daryl loves numbers. Thanks to Thorne and the Tadpole, he compiled a set of questions regarding some of the most iconic ships in the Star Trek universe. So thank you, Thorne. Thorne also won a Hearthstone key or something this weekend.
Oh, nice. Good.
On the instance, was it? I can't remember now. That weekend was a blur. The
congratulations,
lead, yeah,
Thorne.
Nice job. The lead ship of her class and one of the Federation's first purpose-built warships, the Defiant, first appears in the third season of DS9, The Search Part 1, after which it plays a significant role throughout the series in the ensuing Dominion War. What is the Defiant's registry? And the Defiant is a cool ship. I freaking love that thing. Yeah. Worf showed up in it in First Contact. Remember that? Because he was working on DS9 at the time, and they had to get him back for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So he pulled in on that thing. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Is it A, NX-01, B, NX-74205, or is it C, NCC-7504, or is it NCC-1754? This is the worst question of all time.
It really is. Oh, my God.
It's terrible. It's torture. Freaking terrible. All right, while you think about it, we're going to do a little, speaking of Thanksgiving, we're going to be thankful for some weird food.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Somebody in the South sending us alligator meat, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a can, so that'll be, I've had that before.
Did you get the tofu jerky package, by the way?
Maybe.
Okay.
One in bubble wrap?
Yeah, it's in bubble wrap, yep.
Okay, I sure did.
I don't have that in front of me, so we don't do that now.
Yeah, we'll do that now, but here's what I'm going to take. Daryl, you can have your choice, but I'm going to eat the Nagara adobo cracker nuts, which just look like corn nuts to me, but they're from some far off land. And then what else? Oh, I'm going to wash it down with, where'd that go? With the Assam melon milk tea, which made Brian kind of audibly gag a little bit when I told him earlier I was going to eat it. Yes, it's in the kind of a yellow green can.
Maybe I should get that.
Yeah,
should I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, you have that too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does it come in a little
it's a can.
Show me the, I think I did get the milk tea. Oh, you'll have to let me know how it is. Okay. Yeah, I did get that.
Right.
Oh well.
That's all right.
It's way over there. I'm gonna drink my rehab.
I have rehab too. Which one? The tea one or the lemonade one?
Rehab
the Rojo,
two.
The Rojo tea. Rehab is the
okay,
one I'm going to be drinking.
I have that. Maybe I'll just do that because it's right in front of me.
Yeah, do the thing that's in front of you. That's fine.
Okay.
We're all and mixed up today.
And then I'm going to eat a Curly Whirly from Cadbury. Also from the same person who sent us the Taiwanese and Indonesian food.
Okay. And by the way, a reminder to people sending us food. We like the weirder you got, the happier we are because we like things that we can't just buy at a store.
Yes, with a bit of a caveat.
As long as it's not thick and liquid, Brian's good.
No thick and liquid, and you know, make it something that is maybe regional. So if it's something that's, you know, I think that's how the starter was. It's like something we can only get in your area, and but it's a regional delicacy.
Like that alligator dude thing, that's great because that's the thing you're not going to get anywhere else. So we'd love that. All right, I'm going to eat this weird corn nut now.
Yeah, never have any complaints about.
Oh, that's weird.
Really,
the Curly Whirly, that's the Manfred Mann thing, isn't it?
It's a marathon. Yeah, right.
This
little
Hurley
Burley drove by in his Curly Whirly.
These are peanuts encased in a cracker. I know that sounds weird, yeah, but that's exactly what these are.
I can't find either of those things.
That's really good.
Oh wait, what's this? Oh, this here's my Curly Whirly. I'm going to eat it. See if my anus do anything weird.
Wait, what? Is that something about an anus? Did I hear that right?
You heard that right.
Okay.
That's the Manfred Mann song, the anus Curly Whirly thing.
Okay.
I don't know about the anus thing.
Isn't that in there? I thought that was the Well, our anus is a useful thing indeed.
Wrapped up like a douche.
Wrapped up like a douche in the middle of the night.
Yeah. This is little Hurly Burly drove by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride.
There you go.
Yeah, you drove your anus curly whirly and asked if you needed a ride.
I think Daryl's got it right.
I think he's right.
Okay, I'm going to drink this odd thing. Smells kind of good. It smells like a lemon. Like a lemon.
I'm drinking energy. Energy. Liquid.
Oh, that's not bad. Ooh. That's not bad. It's milky.
I hope this goes good with caramel.
The rehab?
Yeah.
It does. It's got a very, it does have a very tea taste to it, actually. That's not for a monster drink, which I always assume are going to be these super sugary, sweet drinks. This is not bad at all.
More caffeine than any man should take in.
Hmm. Drinkable.
I am here to report both you and I have found drinks that aren't bad. They look kind of scary on the first surface, but they're not bad. Mm-hmm. This melon iced tea or milk tea thing is actually pretty good.
Hmm.
I don't know how you'd feel about it. I think you'd like it.
I'd probably dig it.
Tastes good, yeah. So thank you, whoever sent us all that combination of things. I think that's a few people together, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
We're going to catch up, folks.
And I don't have any of the names in front of me.
We're going to catch up. Don't you worry. Okay. What now? Oh, yeah. So, Daryl, birthdays. Anybody? Somebody?
Oh, we have two of them. Mm. We have the only con that really is con, Ricardo Montalban. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't he been like 92 or something by now?
93? Yeah, I think that's really close. 91, I think. Or okay. 90, what you said. I think what you said was
92,
right.
I think that's right. Yeah. He died, 2000?
Nine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. Because he's great. Mm-hmm. He's the important con. He is he's also just compelling in everything I've ever seen him in. So even the cheesiest stuff you'd ever like the really crappy original pilot for Wonder Woman, he makes that thing.
I didn't realize he was in that.
Oh, he's awesome. And he plays a French guy.
Oh,
if you can believe
awesome.
It. The accent's just bad and wrong, but it's so good. It's really good. He's like Jason Statham trying to be American.
Yeah. Or Vin Diesel trying to do human.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a dude. Just a guy. very nice. Happy birthday to everybody involved in that little transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just,
and there's
just
another
him.
One.
Oh, who's the other one?
Jeffrey Hunter, the original captain of the Enterprise.
Oh.
Really?
He passed away at age 42, which was only in 1969.
Oh, my gosh.
He would have been 87.
What was cause of death? Do we know?
Oh, there was some film he was working on where he was injured, and then he fell at home and got a concussion or broke his skull or something and
oh
then
my
died
gosh,
after that.
Dude, wow. That's terrible. Yeah. I don't like that.
The more I learn.
Yep, the more I learn. All right, well. Wow, I'm depressed about that. Nobody should die at 42 from that. That's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, like I heard about, what was the comedian you were talking about last week, Brian? Oh, crap. The guy that you said, we were talking about how he went to a wedding shower over at, or a baby shower or something over at Milton Berle's house.
Oh, yeah.
You were telling me he was real funny. I can't remember the name of the guy. He does the weird gorilla at a piano thing.
Yes, Ernie Kovacs.
Ernie Kovacs was only 42 when he died, and it was just a dumb car accident driving around L.A. in the morning.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about
that.
I
hate that stuff. Anyway, all right, Daryl. What now? That's it.
Piece of shit.
Oh, no, we got to get back to the thing at hand, which is let's do the question. All right. So your choices of which designation the Defiant was are these: NX-01, NX-74205, NCC-7504, or NCC-1754.
Hmm.
What say you?
One of these is really long. It's like I expected one of the choices to be NCC-8675309 or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I would have loved that. Nice little Easter egg.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it wasn't NX-01 because that's from Enterprise.
Okay.
1754. I can almost remember what that is, and that's from a TOS ship. I don't remember what ship that was, but I don't think it was this. So I'm crossing that out, which leaves the insanely long one or the really regular looking one. So I think I'll pick the crazy one.
The crazy, the huge number?
Yeah, the huge giant thing.
That would be NX74205. NX74205. It doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it? It's not quite the same.
No.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Judges, is that right?
Defiant, I've got your number.
Congratulations! You're a winner!
Nice job, Daryl. Nice guessing.
Well done.
You should do a Weird Al Yankovic version of that song, Brian.
No, sure. I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Here is a clip of the Defiant crew complaining about the size of the ship before its maiden voyage. Why? Oh, because it's small? All right.
The medical database is practically non-existent. I've downloaded as many of my files from the station as I can, but this ship simply wasn't designed to handle many casualties.
Do the best you can, and let's hope we don't have to put your new database to a test.
Yes, sir.
Quark settling into his quarters and asked me to relay to you his profound disappointment in the accommodations, and to inform you that he could get you in touch with several reputable interior decorators for a modest fee.
I'll take his offer under advisement. Stand by to get underway.
Tactical and communications are ready, sir.
Navigation and operations ready.
Weapons ready. Impulse engines online. Warp power available at your command.
Goodness gracious. They were all in business at the end there. Look. Bashir complaining there's not enough room in the quote-unquote database for all his information is such laughable stupidness now that makes my head hurt. Anyway, there you go. That's the ship. That's the correct answer. And you've started off this holiday week, right? Daryl is the Trek nerd on Twitter. Follow him there. He has stuff to say, things to say, stuff to pontificate about. Mm-hmm. And he's also part of This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Fantastic podcast all about Star Trek. Daryl, you got a game for us today?
Why, yes, I do. Today it's Star Trek Race or Adult Diaper.
Okay. Star Trek Race
or adult diaper.
Here's the theme. Okay. Here's the theme.
Oh, here comes your friends now.
All right, ready, go.
Tina.
Tina? Oh,
yeah, there's a third choice. It's also Brian's wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I choose that one because I know it, but I'm guessing that I can't just choose that as well.
The Tina.
I'm going to say it's an adult diaper. Is it T-E-E-N-A?
No, just T-E-N-A.
Oh. Just T-E-N-A.
I'm going to say Star Trek Race.
It is a brand of diaper.
No, you're kidding me. Who's wearing the Tina?
If it was two E's, I would have said Star Trek Race.
That sounds awful. Who is wearing that? Go to the store, pick me up a couple of Tinas. Is that how you'd say it?
Yeah.
That's horrifying. I don't like any of this. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Sword and Laser. I said those with both equal emphasis. Mm. The show that takes fantasy and science fiction reading to levels you never thought possible. Join Tom Merritt and Veronica Belmont for each episode and let your fiction hang out.
Not in public, way out. Though.
Subscribe at swordandlaser.com.
Nice. I don't know if you knew that. Okay, so it's about to snow bad in the places you and I live.
Yes.
Where we're probably going to have some snow in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we are. Yep.
And we've already had a little flurry here and there and stuff that didn't stick or whatever, but it's getting cold. Snow's come in this part of the country, and certainly there are parts of the Midwest who have certainly already had plenty of snow. And check this out. Cheese Brine is coming to a highway near you.
What?
Yeah. Wisconsin, land of the cheese.
Interesting. Cheese Brine.
Yes. Cheese Brine.
Cheese
Brine. Brine. B-R-I-N-E. Yeah.
Like the stuff that the sea monkeys live in.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did those ever work for you? They never worked for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't
for me. They're brine shrimp. They're just, just dried out and they come back to life when you add them to water.
Are they really alive when they come back?
Yeah. Yeah. They start swimming around and they look like little trilobites, little miniature, well, not trilobites, but something like in that family, just without the big shell.
I lost, I feel like I had a bum batch then. It never worked for me and I gave up on it.
You definitely did then if you.
That's weird. What's this Frankenstein black magic we're doing with the brine shrimp? Wisconsin, land of the cheese, is test driving a new material for de-icing the roads this year. The liquid byproduct of cheese making, known as cheese brine. The method has been around for a few years, but this is the first time a major city, in particular Milwaukee, is trying it out. Who knows where it'll go from there? This is according to the Journal Sentinel. That's a newspaper run by giant robots designed by Magneto.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, okay. They sit around going, stop the presses. We have a hot new story. Who wants to take it? I'll do it. All right. A few years back.
Magneto had nothing to do with the Sentinels.
Just, I thought he made them. Didn't he make them?
No, Larry Trask made this. No, no. They're mutant hunting giant robots. Magneto would never want to.
The little midgety guy made them. The little tiny man did, right?
Trask made it. Well, and he wasn't a midget in the comic. He wasn't a little person in the comics.
Oh, but he is in the movie, though.
Oh, Bolivar Trask. I'm sorry, not Larry Trask. Bolivar Trask, right. Yes. But he will be played by Peter Dinklage in the upcoming film.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Yes.
A few years back, rural highway employee Emil Norby suggested to his employer, the Polk County Highway Commission, that trying to use the cheese brine to help with ice on the roads. F&A Dairy offered its byproducts.
F&A!
F&A! F&A Dairy!
That's an awesome name for a dairy.
Yeah. Where do you work? F&A.
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 Oh, my God. It's 4 in the morning. What kind of truck is making that noise? F&A.
F&A. Meep, meep. Oh, it's F&A. offered its byproduct, and the first cheese brine for the road was born. Cheese brine is typically difficult and expensive to dispose of, costing cheesemakers up to thousands of dollars each year. Doesn't sound like that much for a big dairy. Anyway, according to MSN, repurposing the waste product could save cheesemakers time and money. Could save highway commissions as well. This stuff really works, I guess. Company saved $40,000 in what it was spent on salt rocks. Also, I wonder if the cheese brine's easier on cars and stuff. Because that salt stuff's terrible.
Chloride stuff, yeah.
I mean, go to Arizona and notice how clean everyone's car is. Just notice.
I'm expecting a lot more roadkill. Mm. If you make the highway smell like cheese. Mm.
You think so?
I think you're going to find a lot more animals.
Animals snuffing around?
Sniffing around like...
You know what? You got a point. That's probably a good point. Yeah. We'll see how this all turns out or if it ever makes its way to us. But yeah, that's the new way of doing it.
Raccoon deaths are up.
Way up.
475%.
Disney Pixar. Folks behind such hits as the Toy Story films and...
Frozen.
Cars
2. The new
2.
Upcoming Frozen. And
are they doing something called Frozen?
What? You haven't heard? You haven't been hearing about this like all over the damn place?
I thought their new one was The Good Dinosaur.
No, the Frozen is their upcoming deal. It's like a... it's not. I'm sorry. It is Disney's Pixar.
Is it sure it's Pixar?
Oh, Pecan Pie says not Pixar.
Oh, it's... Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's somebody
just
else.
Just Disney. Okay, I thought it was... I thought it was Disney Pixar.
No.
Or I guess they're not together anymore.
They're not. Well, they're together in the sense that Lasseter's head of animation at Disney now, but Pixar still's their own studio. So if you do... Gotcha. The last thing they did was Brave, and their next movie is The Good Dinosaur, which Good got Dinosaur. Pushed to November of 2015. So it got delayed.
Oh. Well, that'll be a good year for them because there aren't a lot of good movies coming out.
It seems
2015.
Like 2015 is going to be a wasteland, a desert of nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing coming out. I mean, there's no... I'm sorry. I'm just being told in my ear, everything is coming out.
Yes. 2015
Star Wars
is
going
to be like our 1984 for films.
Yeah.
1987 or 84. I can't remember where.
84.
Where
we looked. 84 was the 84. Big one. Yeah. Jeez. Temple of Doom, Back to the Future.
Right.
A thousand other movies that can't come to my mind right now.
Yep.
Yeah. All the movies you remember from the 80s came out that year, I swear. So, yeah, 2015 is shaping up to be a beast.
Mm-hmm.
World of Warcraft, Star Wars,
Avengers 2.
The Super Friends movie.
Oh, yeah, Batman Superman.
Yeah. Well, yes. No, I think the full on, like, because Batman Superman's next year. 2014.
Oh, right. Okay.
Year after that, it's the Justice League.
Justice League. Gotcha. Okay.
Couldn't get the name out for some reason. League of Justice. Meanwhile, League of Justice.
There's a poster in I Am Legend, the Will Smith remake deal.
Yeah.
In the deserted wasteland, there is a Batman Superman logo poster on one of the buildings.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What did he? They foretold the future. They knew
either that. Yeah. Somebody said, well, it's just like it's for the comic book because it's the same logo that they use for the comic book with the Superman logo superimposed on the Batman bat.
Mm.
But I'm going to see if I can find a photo of this.
You know what poster they should have had? They should have had a poster of Old Yeller on the wall, if you know what I'm saying. If you get my meaning.
I don't get your meaning.
No spoilers, folks, but something happens to the dog in that movie. get my
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Lots of pictures of the Batman.
I have some memory of this. Somebody told me this once and I think I'd forgotten about it, but yeah, good job. Will Smith. May your kids not be as annoying as they are
right now. Lots of links. Irony Man has a couple links in the tadpole.
Have you read Jaden Smith's Twitter account?
No.
It's horrible. It's the most horrible thing you've ever heard. I'm going to find it real quick. Smith Twitter.
I think this is where we introduce a new segment. Scott Fletcher reads Jaden Smith's tweets.
It says, here's his latest one on the 18th of November.
Okay.
I don't like to tweet, but the new Hunger Games is literally amazing.
Oh, literally amazing. It amazed him.
And it's every letter or every word in his sentences, and I mean every word in every tweet he's ever created, has a capital letter.
Like everything's like a title.
Yep.
Nice. That's
let's awesome. See. If you turned the state of Alabama into one giant farm, the land of area could grow enough food to support 10 billion people. All right.
Okay.
Next step. So I
guess he does not like the current state of Alabama.
Yeah. Now you see it's Hallows Eve with goons and thieves and reddish leaves above you. Okay. That didn't rhyme, right. But I'm fine with it. Be different. Peace and love. Let's see if that gets on the blogs.
Whose tweets are worse, Courtney Stodden or Jaden Smith?
I think it's pretty on par. Here's a brilliant one.
It's a battle.
We need to stop teaching the youth about the past and encourage them to change the future. Shut up, you little dipshit.
So it's a stupid Alabama
thing to say.
And his history class.
It's a it's a stupid thing to say. You need to know
those who don't, who aren't, let's see, what is it? Those who repeat the mistakes of the past or who have not learned from the mistakes of the past are doomed to repeat them in the future or some. There's a phrase, there's a quote that probably if I would have paid attention in quote class.
How about this one?
People are saying, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
Thanks.
Animals are being tortured and enslaved and it needs to stop. There is no nutrients in our food anymore. Or is our soil or in our water? What? That's what he wrote. I should just stop tweeting. The human consciousness must raise before I speak my juvenile philosophy. You're weird, dude. All right.
Nice. Oh, Bill Meek's quick correction. Not correction, but the director of I Am Legend was supposed to direct a Batman Superman film around that time. So that's why there is a Batman Superman logo in I Am Legend. That's awesome.
Oh, that is cool.
I love that.
Yeah. Hold on one more. When I die, then you will realize.
He did not tweet that.
Yeah. When I die, then you will realize. That's what he wrote.
Oh, my God. It's almost like you'll be sorry.
Yeah, then you'll be sorry. The best way to experience life
run away.
Is, he says you should experiment to experience life. Okay. Trees are never sad. Look at them every once in a while. They're quite beautiful. I'm worried about him.
Are there any of his tweets where he goes, aha, woo!
Here's a good one. Here's a brilliant one. If everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. You're a dingus.
If everyone dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
Does that make perfect sense to you?
Hates Alabama.
Yeah.
He hates history class. Well, he hates school overall. There we go. I guess that was just a smaller circle in the Venn diagram.
Yeah. Here's one more. Lately, people call me Scoop Life. All right. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? Hold on, Brian. Hold on. Hold on.
That's some insane clown posse logic right there.
Oh, my gosh.
How can mirrors be real if our eyes are not real?
And every word has a capital thing in it. Here, just so you can see that particular effect, you don't have to read these specifically, but there's the link in Skype, and you can see every word is capitalized. That's all the time wasted on doing that. Anyway.
Wow.
Oh, my whole point was Pixar laid off 60 people. That's what it was. So that was the story. they're reevaluating their creative and business needs, and they are going to dump some people. So layoffs, there you go. Pixar is, they're not immune to problems. So there you go. Huh. Squarespace.com sponsoring this part of the program. Squarespace.com, your place to go start your own Jaden Smith fan club. If you want to make a website where it's all about Jaden Smith and his amazing philosophies that come over on Twitter.
I think that should be somebody's website, the philosophy of Jaden Smith.
I think it should be.
Yeah.
Let's let him pontificate further into society. Or whatever it is you're really into. You can make a great blog, portfolio, site to sell stuff, whatever you need. The tools are all there. And they're simple, they're easy, they're powerful, and they're web standards compliant, which is a big deal for me. I like to know that when people view it on whatever device or screen they're looking at, it's going to come through the way it's supposed to on whatever browser they happen to use. Squarespace is big on that. Squarespace.com is the place. You use them for a free trial. No credit card needed. Just sign up. Give it a shot. And if you like it, use the code MORNING11 at checkout. That's MORNING11 at checkout. That'll save you 20% off whatever package you decide to buy at Squarespace.com. That's MORNING11. Squarespace.com. Go check it out today. You won't be sad.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
Hey, it's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by
The Final Score, where Scott and Brian Dunaway went derp. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Where Scott and Brian Dunaway went deep into PS4 and Xbox One coverage this week. Get subscribed now at finalscoreshow.com.
Yeah, if you... We kind of went derp, too.
Did you?
A little bit of both, yeah. Catching Fire blazes record-breaking trail to number one over the weekend. I didn't see it. My wife saw it. And
I didn't either.
Two of my kids saw it.
We went and saw Thor 2,
which
I'd been wanting to see. It was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And great stinger during the credits for the fans, like for the comic book nerds.
I've heard some are... don't love that, or it's a little bit split. Like some love that, or some hate it.
There was a stinger during the credits, and then there was a stinger after the credits. And I can't say I was really thrilled about the one after the credits. It's almost like they're just saying at this point, it's like, well, let's just put something after the credits. Like the shawarma thing at the end of Avengers was fantastic.
Yeah.
The trying to think of which ones. I mean, there have been a couple that were lame. The Iron Man 3 one where he's getting Ruffalo. Yeah. Ruffalo's like doing the doctor, psychiatric thing with him.
Oh, right. Eh. Yeah, it was okay, but
it was okay.
That was just a chance to show Ruffalo.
Yeah,
who's that? You know, he's dreamy and all.
But. Oh, but Iron Man, you are dead on. The end title artwork, the artwork that they do during the credits, incredible. Like some of the best... I'll sit here and watch the credits if you're going to do that for the whole time.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
So cool. Like you're watching somebody paint scenes from the movie using like a Wacom tablet with, you know, a paintbrush, but it's all 3D. So every brush stroke is three-dimensional on top of the previous one.
Oh, that's cool. I could get into that. That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you know Ruffalo had a brain tumor and had it removed?
No.
Yeah, he's a recovered brain tumor patient.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big story. Big story about how he had to fight that thing. And apparently it was like, I don't think it was a cancerous one. Maybe it was, but it was just one of those big nightmare ones that would give you just the worst headaches and you'd have a lot of blackouts and stuff like that. Anyway, they got it out.
Wow.
So the Hunger Games, Catching Fire, did well. Sequel to last year's The Hunger Games, set a new record in the highest opening of the month of November at $161 million. It's also a step up from its predecessor, which opened at a paltry 152. I assume these are international numbers. That can't just be the States.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last weekend's number one, Thor Dark World, took a hard hit, dropping more than 60% to a distant second place at just $14 million. It's $167 million to date. The movie is well on its way to $200 million, though. Looks like it will not settle for much more beyond that mark. Vince Vaughn's newest comedy, Delivery Man, failed to deliver at all, opening a weak fourth place at just $8 million. Is Vince Vaughn still a thing people don't really get excited about?
I don't think so. I think that The Intern
kind of tanked.
Kind of hurt him.
I like Vince Vaughn.
I do too.
I'd prefer, you know what I'd like him to do is get back to doing some serious stuff like he used to do. He's quite good in some of the more...
You mean like the Gus Van Sant shot-for-shot remake of Psycho?
Kind of. I thought he was good in that. But
he was all right in that. It was just a bad idea.
The whole idea was bad, but he was good in it. But the other one, he was in another one where he played a cop or a sheriff. I can't remember the name of it. I remember thinking he was good in that.
I don't know.
He didn't do very well.
Hunger Games 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty good.
That's really good. I don't know if you could ask for more for a big mainstream.
I think we're going to see that on Thanksgiving itself.
Oh, nice. Thanksgiving itself.
Thanksgiving itself. On the actual day of Thanksgiving.
It's fantastic.
Itself.
We try to do one every Christmas.
Do you?
We try. Yeah. It's hard because you got a lot of family stuff. But Josh Brolin, kid from Goonies. Wasn't he in Goonies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
And he was
the older brother, wasn't he?
I think so. He was the fat kid.
Yeah. No.
That was the guy from
Chunk.
Yeah, he was. He's the dude. What was in Sliders? He doesn't. He's not fat now. He's like.
You're thinking of. I'm thinking of. Am I thinking of Stand By Me?
He is in Stand By Me as well, isn't he?
Well, it's two different fat kids. Jerry O'Connell was the fat kid in Stand By Me.
Right, right.
And well, that's the guy from Sliders.
Oh, he is in Goonies, but he's not the fat kid. You're right. He's just in it. But you know
Jerry
him from,
O'Connell was in?
Yeah. No. Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin was, but Josh Brolin wasn't, he was.
He wasn't the fat kid. He was,
he was neither the fat kid, nor was he in Stand By Me.
He's not in Stand By Me?
No, the one you're thinking of, the fat kid in Stand By Me is the one who is in Sliders. That's Jerry O'Connell.
That's Jerry O'Connell, okay.
Yes.
But what about his other O'Connell brother? That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, who somehow is freakishly a year younger than me, is going to rehab for substance abuse. It's too bad to hear, because there is something really compelling about that dude.
Yeah, really, totally.
I want to watch No Country for Old Men like right now.
Oh, he was so good in that.
Really good.
True Grit, the True Grit remake.
Yeah, wait, was he in that? Yes, he was. Yeah. He was the bad guy, or the drunk freaking dude that shot her dad or whatever.
He was George Bush in W,
yeah.
the Oliver Stone deal a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that was in 2008 that came out, W? Yeah. Wow.
Think about that. Yeah, it was still toward the tail end of George's reign.
It's insane.
Most recently,
we saw him for Film Sec in Mimic.
He was in Mimic.
Yeah.
I don't remember who he played in Mimic.
It was the boyfriend of,
was he?
Yeah.
He played Josh. That's funny.
Josh.
Didn't have to remember another name.
he basically, right.
He's a son of James
Tony
Brolin.
Tony Danza at that one.
Son of James Brolin. He's also apparently really good in Milk, as a homophobic freak show.
Right.
I like him. I like looking at him. I like dealing with him. I like watching him do stuff.
I like dealing with him.
And I'm super sad to hear that he's has to go to rehab. But he's checked himself in. I guess that's good. His dad, James Brolin, is still around, isn't he? I think he is. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you know him from lots of stuff.
And he apparently is married to, or was married to, Diane Lane.
Oh. James Brolin?
James Brolin, yeah. But they've filed for divorce.
Good looking dude. Look at him. Even old he is.
He is.
He was born in 1940. That puts him at like...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about James Brolin. I'm talking about Josh Brolin.
Oh, okay.
He's married to Diane Lane.
Gotcha. Yeah, but he's still with us. Craig Kenneth Brolin. Or his real name is Craig Kenneth Brunderlin. And he changed it to James Brolin.
Huh.
Because that's what you do in Hollywood. So anyway, there's that. Hugh Jackman had nose cancer. He's been treated for it. Had a big chunk taken out and he should be okay.
I've never even heard of nose cancer.
It's just skin cancer.
Oh, okay. So, it happens to be skin on his nose.
I think I termed it nose cancer because I am not a professional. But my brother, this is the thing my brother had on his neck. And I had something like this when I was in my 20s on my neck that I had to have removed. It's the same kind of deal.
It'll grow back.
And he's
It'll
a guy, really he's a, when I see Hugh Jackman, I think he's a
healing power.
I think he's exactly. It'd be like seconds on film, right? Just right away.
Exactly.
I've seen him in so many movies. Every time I see him in a movie, I go, I'll bet he's in the sun a lot. He has the face of a guy who's been in the sun a lot.
Hugh Jackman, you think?
Yeah. He's got like deep tan, just looks like he's been outside.
Well, Australia, you know.
Yeah, of course. Like
Australia's like, never in shade. Like, it's the one of the polar caps, and so it's always always sunny in Australia.
That's my favorite show on FX. Anyway, so that's going on. Hey, Tweaked Audio sponsoring the show. Go check them out, everybody. It's Christmas time. Mm. It's almost Black Friday. That means you want to get some
great gift idea.
Yeah, why not? You got a friend who's way into iPodding around, jogging, whatever. They need a pair of brand new earbuds to make their listening life better. Why don't you send them their way? Five great styles to choose from, seven great colors, all with a lifetime warranty. And it's simple to save money. For 33% off, use the code STREAM at checkout. That's STREAM at checkout at tweakedaudio.com. Go there or be square. Brian, let's play a song, take a break. When we come back, we will have Eric's app review, maybe not in this order, but Eric's app review, major spoilers, and then some emails.
Okay, sounds great.
Let's do a song. What do you got?
Okay, well, really quickly, too, I want to say that because it's Black Friday week, on sale right now, if you go to coverville.com and go to the e-store up in the menu, you'll get you can get the Smooth Federation and Free Play CD. By the way, the Free Play CD signed by me, Scott Johnson, and Andrew Allen for $20 for the pair, which is only this week. We got this special going on.
Amazing,
so
amazing.
Order today, and I'll tweet this out and put a link and stuff like that. But there you go. Some Anonymous writes in.
Uh-oh.
And says, hello, Scallop and Barnacle.
Okay.
Long-time listener, first-time writer-inner. I was wondering if you could play Lost from that phenomenal artiste, Skyhawk, off his new album, Shattered, now available on iTunes and Amazon. It would be great if you could play it on a Monday, just before that amazing App Slappy segment featuring that dashing Eric Van Skyhawk. Thank you. Signed, Anonymous.
Wow. I think it's a dude.
You think so?
Yep. I do. Don't know. That's why signing Anonymous isn't wanting anyone to know, but I'm saying here on this show, we are open to all kinds.
She's enamored with this Skyhawk dude. She calls him an artiste.
Yeah, and it's, what did she say? Attractive gentleman or something? What'd she say?
The amazing App Slappy thing featuring that dashing Eric Van Skyhawk.
Dashing. Gosh, dang it, dude.
Dashing, yes.
If he's listening, hopefully he is.
He's got to be so flattered to hear someone say such nice things about him.
Sure.
So, yeah, Lost from the brand new album Shattered by Skyhawk, featuring Thix on vocals, T-H-Y-X. Maybe it's pronounced Tix. I don't know. Fix, I'm going to say. And this is awesome. Lost.
All right. Lost. Right. Here it is, everybody. Lost. When we come back, all that stuff I said and more. Stay tuned.
Down. You enjoy more flavor.
See, cooler smoking.
14% more perfectly packed than cigarettes made without Accuray. No hot spots. No hard draw.
So always buy Chesterfield. Remember, an Accuray Chesterfield is always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking.
He was from the future, too.
This is the Morning Stream, where Scott and Brian never invite me to do anything. Aww.
That's not true. We invite him to do everything. He just says that. Just trying to get attention. He just says it. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, here comes your friends now.
Oh, good. That's pretty hot.
Maybe we should see if we get the... Since it doesn't sound like Daryl's going to make it onto Saturday morning TMS, yeah. Maybe we see if Fletcher wants to be our Trek nerd or something nerd.
I'd be down with that. That would be wonderful.
I'll hit him up. I'll talk to him about it, see if he's up for it.
See what he says. I would love that. Hey, everybody. Time for us to fulfill our promise, which is to... Who we call him first? I can't decide. Steven, I think.
Schleicher? Yeah, let's try Schleicher.
Let's try Steven first. I think he will be around. Hello, Steven. Are you there?
Oh, hello.
Oh, Wayne, I forgot to play your thing. Oh, I forgot the fart end part of it. What's going on? Steven Schleicher of MajorSpoilers.com fame.
Hey, it's going pretty good, I guess.
That's fantastic. Do you have a bunch of time off this week for Thanksgiving?
I don't have time off, but there's no classes this week, so the office is very, very dead.
But you probably get a lot of...
Be on our show when you have no class.
But you probably get a lot of stuff done during a time like that.
You'd be surprised.
No, okay.
Well, I was too busy dancing at the last segment.
That's pretty good, right? Eric's got a pretty good groove going there.
Yeah, boy.
Well, it's good to have you back. Major Spoilers' own Steven Schleicher. He comes on here and talks about the coolest pop culture-y things of the day, which I always look forward to. Today's no different. Let's talk about some of what's been going on here.
Okay.
I noticed that Day of the Doctor, the Doctor Who business, if Twitter was any indication, you thought that there was nothing else going on ever anywhere.
Right.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, you can celebrate with the Doctor and then you can cry at the Broncos, right?
That's true.
That was basically the weekend in a nutshell.
Yeah, how'd you feel about your Broncos there, Brian, over the weekend?
I bet on New England to win that
one.
I did. I'm in a football weekly pick'em league and I've been betting on the Broncos every week so far and I've only missed one, right? Because they're like 9-1. This is like, you know what? They're playing in New England. Tom Brady had a bad week, so he's going to be coming off of that, and he's never lost two at home. So I'm gonna bet that the Broncos are going to win. And it took overtime, and it was a close one, man. It was a really close one.
So the Vikings, they tied the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah, in overtime, Vikings and the Packers tied.
That's pretty insane. We have friends that went to that game. It was in Lambeau, right? It was in Green Bay, I think. And overtime in that means really things get really cold if you're in overtime.
It's cold already. Yeah. And,
although in Minnesota, it's not much warmer. So
frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yeah. This is the time of year I start getting real excited about where football's going. So I kind of ignore it for a while and then I'm in again. Great. What was the point? Oh, Doctor Who. What's your take on all this? It's a pretty big deal.
It was a lot of fun. It was a pretty big deal. I think they included everything that needed to be included. And, you know, there are some people, including me, that would have liked to have seen more of the other doctors appear. I mean, they certainly do appear at one point in a way. But people should go check out if you want to see Davison and McCoy and Baker and McGann get in on the act. They should go check out a video called The Five-ish Doctors. It's up on Major Spoilers right now. It's about a 30-minute little short movie that they put together showing how they're trying to infiltrate the filming of the 50th anniversary episode. And it's really, really clever, really well done. A lot of cameos by behind the scenes people. It's really, really great. But as far as the TV show goes, I enjoyed it a heck of a lot. I know some people are asking where it's streaming. I know it is on iTunes right now that you can get it, but it's really expensive. I thought it was supposed to be included as part of the seventh season package that people get, but it's like $8 on iTunes.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty pricey.
Why is that
they sell traditional episodes for $2-3.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
That's money.
Money's the deal. It's kind of like why Angry Birds is somehow, Star Wars Angry Birds is somehow $59 on consoles. What is that about?
Wow.
$59 on Xbox One and PS4. You can go download the game right now. And if to look at it and you see the price, you must think, oh, that must include everything, or it's some kind of new thing, or no, it's freaking Angry Birds, and you're paying $59 for it.
Wow.
I don't understand.
What are these new consoles that you speak of? I know that a million of them were sold on the Xbox One and the PS4, but there is not hide nor hair of any of those to be seen in our town.
Oh, really? You guys aren't getting those?
Oh, they are sold out completely everywhere. I've been calling every day, and they're like, nope, nope, wait till Black Friday. And I think, to be honest, during the Black Friday event, I think each of the three stores that have them are only getting like two each.
Yeah. We it's going to be that shortage time now. This is when this kicks in.
I'm just going to wait till February.
Yeah, you'll probably be all right by then. Although, remember the Wii thing. So everybody who didn't get one early back in the day when the Wii mattered, they had the worst delays ever. I want to say it was the next summer before they actually had stock that people could, rely on. So hopefully that doesn't happen in this case. I assume it won't. Sony and Microsoft both have pretty good supply chains.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to bang it out. The funny bit about all that is I actually think the games I really want to play the most this year are on Nintendo Wii, Nintendo Wii U, rather.
Wii U, yeah.
Yeah, I want that new Mario game so bad I can just about taste it.
Oh, yeah. See, that'd be the only thing that would nudge me towards getting a Wii U.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And that's not enough yet.
For me, it might be enough. The reviews and the talk and the stuff about that game is that it's this awesome, amazing thing. And it's the Galaxy team at it again, and those guys make hella video games. So I'm torn. I don't know what to do.
The oldest one's an Xbox One.
Mm.
I want a PS4.
Yes.
So I think we're going to end up with both.
Okay, that's a good idea. Well, you will, all of us will probably end up with both at some point. I'm happy to have a PS4 for now. There's no real compelling reason for me to get an Xbox One. All that TV stuff means nothing to me.
Yeah.
So until the games matter more for that side and, for both sides, really, that's when people really should make their decision. Well, good stuff. What else here? Oh, Ben Affleck. He's a Batman,
Right.
Matt Damon. He's the what's the next one going to be called?
Born Again?
Flatulency or something. They're both going to produce Sleeper for Warner Brothers and DC Comics. Right. What is Sleeper? What the hell is that?
Sleeper is a movie that's been in development, for a long time. I think going all the way back to 2008, they were working on this with Sam Raimi and Tom Cruise that were adapting this comic. Basically, it's the story about a man who fuses with alien artifacts that make him impervious to pain and allows him to pass through... pass his invulnerability onto others through skin contact. It was written by, Sean Phillips, and that's who did the art, and Ed Brubaker, who wrote it. So the combo together, they work really good as a team, and it's supposedly, I've never read it, supposedly a good story, but since Raimi and Cruz have dropped out, I guess Affleck and Damon are going to step up, and considering Affleck will be playing Batman, he's pretty much got... whatever he wants will probably happen.
He has some cachet. He's also a best director winner.
Yes.
There's things he can do now to make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to see those two working together again and, trying to get a project out together. Like they kind of started together and sort of split a little bit for a while. I don't think there was any hard feelings why they split. I just think they split to work hard on their careers. And now they're kind of back to maybe working together again, which is great. I mean, they used to be crappy roommates and, crashing on the couch of
Kevin Smith's house.
Yeah, just hanging out. Like they were just dudes, and now they're big shots, and that's pretty cool. Let's see, what else? Legend of Korra announces title of book 3.
Yes.
And when you say book 3, if you're not familiar with this whole series, they're not talking about an actual book. They're talking about the series. It's a new season, basically.
Right, yeah. The next season, they name them in books because they go along with kind of this chapter idea or the story idea of what's happening in this portion of time with these characters. They did it with the first Avatar series, and now Legend of Korra kind of picks that up. This current season that just wrapped up was called Spirits, and the title of book 3, it's not a big spoiler because it's out there and the creators have already talked about it, is going to be called Change, and that is in due to a large part of what happens at the end of this book 2 or season 2 of the series. And I think people are going to get a kick out of that.
That's great. I still haven't watched Legend of Korra at all.
Oh, man, you got to watch it, Scott. I know. It's got strong female character. The animation is fantastic. And really, except for one little part at the season finale of book 1, it is perfect book.
Yeah.
Perfect show. Season 2, a little bit different. I haven't got all the way through it, so I haven't even seen the ending yet. But man, it's fantastic. You guys have to see it if you haven't.
Is this anywhere I can binge watch yet? Or?
Oh yeah, it's on iTunes. It's, I believe the first book is on Netflix, and I believe Amazon Prime as well.
Okay. All right. Brian, what were you going to say? You were going to say something.
Is it how many episodes per
12,
book?
12 okay. to 13 per book, I believe.
Okay. I was recommended by one of our listener or Tadpool members to watch Madoka Magica.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of people have been recommending that.
How do you spell Korra? How do you spell that chick's name?
K-O-R-R-A.
K-O-R-R-A. Yeah. Oh, maybe I have to put a space after of. Yeah, that's not on Netflix. I can't find it.
Oh, man.
It is on, it's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Let's see what you get on Hulu. Looks like 5 available episodes.
Because we were gigantic Airbender fans here in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowing Mem Night Shyamalama Ding Dong to ruin that for us. but it is funny that we've waited this long to see it. But since we don't do the traditional TV thing, we always get it in chunks. And I just got to find a place to get it. I guess iTunes does have it all, looks like.
Right, yeah.
It's like you'll buy a season.
That's
there.
How we do it. I mean, we don't even buy it off. We don't even watch it on Nickelodeon. That's uh-huh. who puts it out.
Yeah.
Because we can just get it and binge watch it whenever we want. And the kids and I will sit down. And even the youngest at 2 will sit there and just sit there the entire time and watch it. He doesn't do that for any other shows, but he'll sit for Korra and watch all the action, even when it gets a little bit too chatty. He's into it.
Do you think that thing is also headed toward major film kind of production release thing?
I hope not, because if it goes the way the last Avatar movie did, I think that may have ruined it, spoiled the pot for it. But you know, this is solid by itself, and I would hate to see an adaptation, because I don't think you could be faithful to what they're doing in this series.
Yeah.
But it looks, I mean, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, the art is gorgeous. You should also, Scott, if you get a chance, pick up a book. I've got a review copy. Maybe I'll send your way. The Art of the Legend of Korra.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Which goes into, you know, the whole behind-the-scenes stuff of drawings and model turnarounds and all that kind of stuff. Mm. I think you, with your art design background, would get a big kick out of it.
All right. Yeah, I'd love to see it. We'll work on that. The Strain, finally, heading to FX. I assume is also another comic property being turned into television?
Well, it's actually a book. It's a book property. By Guillermo del Toro.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Terrible time pronouncing.
Yeah.
But
G-Toro is what I refer to.
G-To.
Yeah, G-To. Yo, G-To.
G to the D to the T? Okay. Yeah. So it was like a 3 or 4 book series that then Dark Horse Comics got their hands on like 1.5, 2 years ago and turned it into a comic book property. And now it's headed to the FX network, and they've ordered a 13-episode adaptation of the vampire thriller, which should hit, I want to say, July of 2014.
Oh, so it's a vampire deal.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay. Not your typical fang vampire, you know, not your typical, what looks like your blood. More like, we're going to rip your head off and drink your insides.
I'm down with that, because we need to take them back. We need to take them back from young adult fiction and rip them out of the hands of local celebrity Stephanie Myers. And and take them back. We need to get back to what made vampires cool in the first place and forget about all this romance bullcrap.
If I can find it, there's a new movie that's out on iTunes on the movies directory. It was like new and exciting this weekend. I was up there looking for it. It has like a 27% rating, and you can tell it's kind of like the Twilight ripoff kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it just looks so bad. I'm very tempted into renting it
just
and watching
get
it.
And watching that thing.
There's, usually on Thursday nights, I'll spend a little bit of time just saying, okay, what is going to be the crappy movie of the week that I'm going to watch? Oh, here it is. It's called Mortal Instrument.
Wow, Mortal Instrument.
Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
Okay.
And it's got right now a 12% rating for Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, even better. That's great. So, I like that you do that to yourself. That's great self-torture.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I've seen a lot of crappy movies lately.
Because I've been playing this game on the PC called State of Decay, which is this really fantastic open-world zombie game. And I can't get enough of that. Like, I know that a lot of people are starting to feel like the zombie thing is a tired genre, but I just think there's so much there, and I love post-apocalyptic anything. And I used to feel this way about some vampire stories, and it's all been taken away by glittery idiots.
Yeah.
And we need to get back to the meat. And it feels like FX is a place to do it, because they're willing to get a little crazy over
there. You can get a little crazy. Now, you're not going to go completely overboard. Like, if you've read even through the first book of Strain, the comic book adaptation, it's pretty violent.
Is
and
it?
So they're not, I don't think they're going to get away with all the blood and gore that they think they might be able to get away with, like they might be able to on a Showtime or Cinemax or something.
Right.
But it's going to be intense.
Well, as basic cable goes, FX can probably pull off more than most. So
that'll be interesting. I'm really surprised. I saw a commercial. I was actually watching television this weekend. Saw a commercial for Sleepy Hollow. And there's some intense stuff in that commercial that I'm surprised they were able to get away with.
That's another show I've been wanting to watch. And that's still not canceled, right?
A lot of people recommend
it. As far as I know.
Yeah. I know there's a big groundswell of people who really like it. So hopefully Fox will hang on until I can see it all in one big. I have a lot of things now I've put off until I do a big chunk. That's probably bad, right? I should probably.
Where was I reading the other day? Reading or seeing that most people today have shifted away from basic television to watching things in binge.
Even if that's DVRs, right?
It's DVR, which is why with that new series that they put up on Netflix just recently, where they just threw up all 13 episodes at once, and then just let them play through, and then people want to sit and binge watch them all at once, they can do that, or they can spread them out.
So. Orange is the New Black thing,
They did that.
House of Cards,
and also I guess
put up the entire series all at once, which is a surprise to me, but it makes sense, I guess, in the long run.
So that's you got to be excited about all these Marvel things coming to Netflix.
Super exciting! I cannot wait to see that.
Jessica Jones and what was it? Daredevil,
Jessica Jones, Iron Man, Iron Man and Iron Fist. And then Defenders miniseries comes out after those are all concluded.
Wow.
I would go for like Nick Cage type stuff.
I imagine, if they're going to have Iron Fist, then Luke Cage can't be far behind.
Or Luke Cage.
Right?
Did I say Nick Cage?
Yeah, you said Nick Cage. That's what I meant.
Nicholas Cage. I have enough of him on Netflix.
I could watch Netflix for hours.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm excited about all that stuff. And all these things can be found at Major Spoilers. There's lots of sort of in-depth coverage of pop culture, comic books, movies, and all kinds of cool stuff. If you're not listening to the Major Spoilers podcast, then you're an idiot. And you should be listening to his other shows as well. Steven, anything else major coming up before the holiday that you want to tell people
I'm
about?
Just thankful that every Monday that I can, I'm here on the show to talk with you.
Oh, thanks, man. Major Spoilers on Twitter. Follow him. He has stuff to say, and it's always interesting. Steven, stay out of trouble. Don't eat the yellow snow, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Guy.
Bye now. He just called me Guy.
Guy. All right, Guy.
Hey, Guy.
You should have said guys, because there's two of
them. I only know two guys. I know Guy Fieri. Mm-hmm. I don't know him, but I know of him.
Right.
And I know Guy, last name escapes me, but he works at Blizzard in the PR department in France with Patrick. Mm. He was the one with the other scarf at the event
He might be Guy then, if he's French.
Oh,
right?
He's British, but lives in France.
Okay. What about Guy Pearce?
Guy Pearce is Australian.
Guy Ritchie.
Oh, Guy Ritchie, I forgot. Okay, how about, are there any more guys?
Guy Smiley, Irony Man, the Muppet that does all the game shows.
I love that guy.
Guy Fox.
Guy Fox. Guy.
What does Guy Fox say?
He says, I'm going to blow up your building. I can't think of any other guys. Is that all the guys? The guy is a strange name.
It is, yeah.
You know? How about this one?
Guy Lafleur. That's a hockey player, and that is pronounced Guy.
Guy. Yeah, the guy in France, the worst of Patrick, who is British, is Guy. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met him. Yeah, he was here at BlizzCon. Duh. Yeah, Guy Kunis.
Is it Kunis? I never remember his last name. He's the nicest
guy.
Yeah,
I've got a CD here. Yes, super nice.
Yeah,
yes.
Musician, super cool. Yep. He's the one that him and Patrick, they combined their powers to get us into that private match.
Yes.
That was great. We still own for that.
Patrick had to take form of
pail
of water.
Exactly. They put their hands together, bright, flashing light, and suddenly we're playing Heroes of the Storm without any trouble.
Scarf twins activate.
Guy. So when I start searching for Guy, I get Guy Fox, mm-hmm. Guy Fieri, Guy mm-hmm. Pierce, and then it goes Guy on a Buffalo and Guy Code. So
the Guy Code.
Nice. I'm going to say famous people. Named
Guinan.
Guy. Guinan, nice. Famous people named Guy. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Guy Fieri, Guy Sebastian, Guy Ritchie, Guy Pierce. We've already heard these. Guy Berryman. Don't know who that is. Oh, bassist with Coldplay.
Okay.
Guy Lafleur. Or is that the Stanley Cup guy? Is that Guy? Okay.
That's Guy.
Guy Fox. Okay, we know about him. Guy Shepherdson, Guy Williams, Guy Madison, Guy Lombardo. Oh, yeah. Old actor dude from 1902.
Musician, I think.
Oh, you're right. The Royal Canadians. You're right. Guy Davis, Guy Clark, Guy... I don't know any of these people. Guy Mirando, Guy Manis, Guy Liberate, Guy Tori and Guy Scott. I don't know.
Wow, there's a lot of people they call famous guys are not famous guys.
I just think it's a rare name. It's a really rare name.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's weird. Let's just admit it. It's fine. You know, have your name if you want it, but it's just a little bit weird. Let's call Eric now.
Okay.
Now that I've pissed off everyone named Guy. let's see here. We got to find his little intro dealy. Can't find it. Why? Because it's right there. That's why. So here it is. I'm going to play it now. Beep, 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 beep.
App slappy.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome back to a little fine episode of Eric's App Review right here on the morning stream. Eric, you on the line?
I am here.
How's it going, man?
It's going all right. How's it going with you?
It's all right. We got to play a little Killzone multiplayer the other night.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Nobody else showed up.
It's funny because like you rarely show up to those little group get-togethers.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm the only one that showed up. I don't know what was
and
going
you,
on.
Nobody else.
Well, I was at Thor, and I kept getting my pocket was abuzz with text messages back and forth between you guys and Nicole, you woke me up.
I had to turn it off. I ended up turning off buzzing when my ringer's off for text because it was out of control. Like I was.
You know who's really bad? Liam.
Yeah, Liam. He'll just chat your head off.
Okay, so Liam's the one. There were a couple numbers I didn't recognize in there. I'm guessing one of them was Liam.
Yeah, one of them's Liam. And Liam's, we love Liam.
Sure.
But when he's excited, he is telling you about it. yeah, we got to do that again because I got my taste for it. I really, really like how the new one controls multiplayer. There's something wrong with the way I felt the old ones were. There's something really right about this. Could just be the controller. I don't know, but.
Have you done the campaign? Because you're talking about the Killzone multiplayer,
yeah.
Right?
I'm in the campaign, but I haven't finished it.
How about you, Eric?
I just finished the where I put the ship into the sun.
Oh, that's such a great that I love that.
Do you like the gravity?
I love that section. Yes, the ship, you're shooting out panels to burn the enemies because as soon as the sun comes through the panels, it fries them.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it fries the and it also fries you if you run through.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I've not seen any of that yet. I must not be there yet.
I'm about four sections and four missions in, so I think there's six altogether.
Well, I will. I'll get there, and I like it. That game's good.
And the chat works really well. The little plugging your little headset into the
And that's so much better than it used to be. Just a piece of cake. Just so much.
No setup, no nothing. You just plug it in and it works.
Yeah.
Can you route all game audio through those headphones or just chat?
Yes,
you can.
So here's what you can do: you can put your head. Let's say you put on a pair of tweaked audio earbuds.
Uh huh.
Where you can get 33% off right now by using the code STREAM. You put that on your ears, and you can very quickly through the menu go up there and say. All game audio, and it will shut off the HDMI audio out to your speakers, and it will only pipe it all through your head, and it's awesome because not only you're playing in quiet and you're not bugging anybody,
right?
But it sounds insane in there. It sounds great.
That's cool.
So you got like nice surround going on and all that.
I'm try that today. Can't wait.
It's good times.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Eric, let's get to an app review here. We like to take iOS apps. Oftentimes they're Android also, and we review them here on the show. What do you have today that is of interest to you?
I'm playing Knack.
Oh, yeah. The Knack portable game.
Yeah, it's a companion app for the PS4 game Knack called Knack's Quest.
Okay. And what do you do in that thing?
It's pretty much a match three.
It's Bejeweled.
Bejeweled, yeah.
That's what they do. They do endless. If you're doing a tie-in game, it's an Endless Runner or Bejeweled.
It really is, yeah, because there's a Frozen Bejeweled now, too.
Yeah. Oh, is there? Oh, this one's Frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Is it any good?
I have no idea. Okay. I've been playing the Knack Bejeweled. I'm trying to get stuff for my Knack.
Is it good?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm playing it is because when you're playing Knack, you collect these relics to build these little gadgets. You collect these parts of gadgets that give you extra stuff in the game. So that's the reason why I'm playing Knack, and it works great because it as soon as you go into the game on the PS4, it detects the pieces that you won with the companion app, and then you just import them straight into your game.
Oh, really?
Have you completed any of his gadgets yet? So far, I've gotten like one piece of this, one piece of that. but never.
Yesterday I just completed a couple of gadgets. But the thing is, with the app, you cannot complete an entire gadget with it.
Right, right. But it'll only give you pieces for a gadget that you can complete on the
PS4. Yes, within the game. The thing is it also gives it. Because, like, you know, when you import the items into the game, they will disappear from your NAC companion app on the iPhone or Android or whatever you're playing it on. And but now I'm getting the same pieces through the NAC app that will not import into the game just because I already have those pieces.
Oh, yeah.
So it gets to a point where, you know, you get... It won't let you complete an entire gadget within the NAC app, so you're So I think I'm at to that point where I've, you know,
you've done everything you can get. Yeah.
With the NAC app, but the thing is, there are those crystals, those different crystals. Have you run into those yet?
Yeah.
You can collect those with them because those are like 20. You need 20 of them with the app, but you never know what you're going to get once you complete, you know, that the board, you know, that little level that tells you how much, you know, points you need to get to your next object. Yeah, but it's a great little app that I
would you argue that it's good even if you're not playing NAC on the PS4 and you don't ever get it, it's still worth playing? Or do you think that the connection thing is what makes it worth it?
It's because I would say if you're not playing NAC, there's not really a reason to play it. It's free anyway. Mm-hmm. Not to because it's like it's
you
Bejeweled.
Might as well just get Bejeweled. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean they put interesting mechanics into it, like to complete a board you have to get a certain amount of relics collected, and like there's one board where it's wood, so when you're collecting the wood it's you know counting as the you know the amount you need to complete that level. But if you actually match a wood that's on fire, that will actually start burning the wood in your collected relics, so you'll so you know that's like an interesting mechanic. And they have one where you're collecting ice and the ice melts over time, so you have to hurry and complete it before your ice melts into your, you know, your completed thing, or you have to collect more relics. So they have like little interesting things like that in the gameplay.
I like,
and it's very well done.
Yeah, I like a good match three, just period. Like I just like them. Even if they're kind of mindless and not really all that different than Bejeweled or something, but just at first glance, I mean, this looks like something I could have some fun with, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, NAC is it's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, some people like it more than others. You know, Brian's feeling this morning is it's feeling a little mediocre to him, but
it's feeling very repetitive.
Is the problem with it? Is what my criticism would is? It mixes it up a little bit as you get up into the higher levels. Like, you know, I don't know how far have you gotten, Brian.
I've gotten to where you can use ice now to make your neck bigger, or to make neck bigger. I guess you can't really say your neck.
Did you complete that level? Did you notice at the end level, at the end part of that level, like when you go out in the sun?
Oh yes. It starts melting as you're running around.
Yeah. So you have to hurry and get to the guys. And
I've completed that. Yeah. I think that's it though. That might be where I ended.
All right.
So, well, I just finished the wood one where you're collecting all this wood to get huge, and then you catch on fire and it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I have
thing.
Not seen that yet. That sounds interesting. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep.
The
whole
thing I like about that game is like you when you get big, it's really fun when you're like just super huge,
just smash just everything,
decimating everything.
Yeah.
I've been playing. Sorry, I just noticed my guy was suffering and crying, but I've been playing a game called Hatch. Do you ever want to play Tamagotchi again, you know?
No.
Okay. Well, then you don't want to play Hatch.
Is that like it for the iPhone?
Yeah, it's a very graphical, essentially it's just a pet simulator. You get this weird little creature and you got to feed him. It has amazing animation, really, really cool aesthetics and all that stuff. But really when it boils down to it, I'm feeding apples to it and I'm petting it and
of that with my damn Death Star.
Yeah.
Which I think has now grown to where it's larger than the actual Death Star used in the film.
Now, you were saying it was having all kinds of slowdown problems. Is that still a problem?
It's still a problem. And if I turn off my phone, like actually shut it, do the shutdown and restart, then that fixes the laggy issues. But
yeah, there's the last update really messed with it. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because they had tried to do Facebook integration, And then they re-updated it where it's not as laggy anymore, but they removed the Facebook integration with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God.
All right. So, yeah. And the other one I'm going to recommend, just while we're at it, is... Okay, remember, Eric, we reviewed it a long time ago, but it was... What was that game where you were like, you had a warrior and a wizard and a healer, and you'd have to drag your dude to attack the thing that was coming after you.
Oh, Hero
Battle Heart?
Hero Heart. What? Battle Heart. Battle Heart. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, right. Battle Heart. Okay, the live action one. Yes.
There's a game out right now called Team Monster. It's free. And it's basically if you took Battle Heart and mashed it up with Pokemon, that's the game. And it's really good. And really? I recommend it. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's free, so you should don't try. It won't hurt anything to try it. It's called Team Monster, and I just love those two mechanics combined. You're raising these monsters, you're leveling them up, you're capturing new ones, but you're fighting in the style of like, all right, this guy needs to attack. He's kind of the tank. This person needs to stand back and heal. This other creature needs to do range damage, like you know, and it kind of manages
so
those things.
Real time.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Instead of a turn-based fight like you typically get with a Pokemon game, really interesting combination.
Oh, I have to check it out.
And my kids can't get enough of Clumsy Ninja, which I haven't touched yet, but apparently that's the new hotness right now.
I saw that on the editor's choice.
Yeah. It's beautiful. My gosh, I feel like I'm playing a Pixar movie when I see him play it, or when I see it going. But it seems like you just, again, it feels like a virtual pet game, and maybe we don't love those anymore. I don't know. But it's this ninja who you can poke and knock down and slap in the face. And I don't know what's exactly going on there, but they seem to love it. So, yeah. So how many?
Also,
go ahead.
Also, I have one more app. Speaking of the PS4, this would be like my PS4 week. I'd highly recommend the PlayStation app, companion app for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, it's great
because you can use your phone keyboard with it.
Oh God, that's the best thing. Yeah.
And I was like, when Nicole, I was listening to Final Score the other day. When Nicole was like, I wish there was a thing. And it's like I was yelling. There I was like, you can do it with the app. What are you talking about?
Well, you can also use a keyboard, which I did launch day. Yeah, but
it's sure. That's a little more Bluetooth. Like...
That's more of a pain
in the butt. Yeah. What games have you played so far that use that second screen with the app? Anything yet?
None.
None? Okay.
I think the Playroom is soon going to have a second screen where you can actually draw an object and... flick it to the AR robots to play with.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I still want that camera. I should get that camera, right?
Yeah, pick up the camera.
I picked up the camera, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. I got two new friend requests while we weren't in this app. I mean, you can manage all this stuff in here, which is great.
Yeah, you can send messages. Mm-hmm. You can do get friend requests. Yeah,
that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I like that it can see my PS4, even though it's asleep over there, or basically off. It's powered up enough to notice that I'm on a PS4. And I can connect to it and all that. And then, I was going to report. So sorry to make this such a PS4 show, but I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but I connected my Vita to it, right?
Yep.
And I got that broken right stick, so it doesn't work right. Mm-hmm. And I tried it with Need for Speed Rivals, which, by the way, is rad. That's a great game.
I think that's my next purchase.
Really good. As soon as I got in, I hear this. The whole time. The whole time. And it was because that stick is not just broken, it's jammed so that the horn is constantly on.
Constantly sending a signal.
So I just honked everywhere I was going. It's like, you need to track down this guy and capture him before it. But the whole time it was going, meh, 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 meh. It was terrible. Anyway.
But it works great, doesn't it?
It works great if you don't have a broken thing. It's awesome. So I recommend not having a broken broken stick on your Vita. Great. How many? So let's back to your main review, your Knack companion
quest.
Review. How many
frozen ice crystals?
How many frozen ice crystals would you give it?
I'd give it a 3.5. Okay. I mean, it's as far as gameplay, it's not bringing anything new or original to the genre, but it's great to be able to collect gadget pieces and have a leg up in the game. I'd have to say.
Right. Well, good. So. Well, there you go. That and all those other recommendations we made, you can go get them now. They're available now. Eric's Hokkaido on Twitter.
Yeah, by the way, that was a great email. That was...
Yeah, what'd you think of that, dude?
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Are you curious if it's like a big sweaty guy in a tank top? Or is it
girl? I know it is a big sweaty guy in a tank top.
Oh, you do? You know who it is?
I'm not wearing a tank top, am I?
Not you. I mean, the person that wrote that thing.
I know.
What if it's a hot young model type or something like that?
Yeah,
I know.
She called you dashing. Wow.
Dashing.
I'm voting dashing. I'm voting for the fat guy in the tank top. That's what I think it is. Hakito on Twitter. Let's see. What else? You got anything else to pimp? What else is going on? Your album's out.
I just buy my album. You know, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a perfect gift.
Yeah, that's right. iTunes, Amazon.
Yep.
All there. Get it. Have it. Listen to it. Enjoy it. And
hey, what happened to you guys last night, by the way?
What happened to us? Oh, rating. I didn't feel well, and Brian's foot hurt.
I've got a foot deal. I can't.
What happened to your foot?
I have no idea. I've got some sort of heel pain, maybe plantar fasciitis or bone spurs or something like that. I'm standing now, but I'm standing on my left, like putting all my weight on my left foot.
I didn't know you rated with your foot, though. That's
I have a standing desk area.
Yeah, he stands the whole time.
you stand while you're rating?
Yeah.
He's the man. Look, this is how I just want everyone to know how this sounds when we say, why weren't you guys there? And I go, I didn't feel well and Brian's foot hurt.
It's totally true.
How lame.
And they don't have good Wi-Fi in the nursing home.
That's right. I don't remember my password. Yeah, that's why. Did you guys do any good? Did you kill some things?
We're on the dark shaman.
Yeah. Keeping it there? Are we going to keep it on?
No, I think they reset it, but we learned a lot. And
You can teach us on Thursday.
I don't want to do Waterman again. Let's get
We're not doing. It's such
a fight, though. You can buzz right through Waterman.
Oh, yeah.
Waterman.
Come on, you're freaking hunter. Just do auto attack.
All right. Hey, my DPS was solid the other night. Did you notice
when
that?
You guys are doing Waterman, I'm usually hanging out chatting with the noodle cart guy. Like, so how's it going?
Yeah, it's pretty good. This noodle's
gluten free.
Yeah, gluten free.
It tastes great.
I got a story about gluten. I'll tell you tomorrow or Wednesday when we do the show again. All right, but Eric. It's always a pleasure.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Stay out of trouble. Let's play more games. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, that's it for Eric. Not for good. I mean, he'll be back.
Yeah, someday.
Someday soon. Let's do an email. Hey, emails, they're brought to you by.
Brought to you by Exploding Horse, which is not really a thing.
No, I just made that up because I had nothing to put in there.
That's good.
Dear Journalism and Broadcasting. I'm not journalism.
Wow.
I assume the B's are you, right? But there's no S in journalism.
Usually, there's no S. Well, it doesn't begin with an S. Journalism.
There's no E in team. Or no, how's it work? There's no I in team.
No I in team.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no E in team.
But there's me.
I love that. Dear Journalism and Broadcasting, fun fact, depending on how things go down this upcoming week, you'll match and surpass the amount of episodes of This American Life.
Oh, look at that.
Yep, we will have more episodes than they have ever made in their since 1998 debut.
Act one. Morning Stream surpasses us in the number of episodes. Act two, we'll interview a guy from Portland who has the greatest collection of Campbell's soup cans.
That's it. Act 3.
Act 3.
We'll complain some more about the Morning Stream having more episodes than us. Yeah, thank you, Eric Von Royer. I almost said Eric Von. Wait, who's that guy that does the horrible movies?
Vern Troyer?
No, he does. Well, he does horrible movies too, but.
Lars von Trier, yes.
Ugh, his movies are gross. People cut off their wieners and stuff. Here's one from Jay. Jay says, I'm always behind on your show, so I just got done listening to TMS 507. Well, I think you're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My father passed away September 7th, and it's a long story, so I'll just say that we knew it was going to happen. I was prepared for this passing. With everything we had to do with the funeral and the state, somehow I never cried. I miss him always, but so much happening is what he meant. I just never did. That was until the end of TMS 507 when Brian played I Drive Your Truck. Mm. I listened to your show at work, and when that damn song played, I lost it. My dad left his truck to me, and I've been driving it every day to work. I think I really need to let that cry. Just wish it had not been at work. Love the show, though, even though you made me cry, Jay.
Aw.
That's sad, man. I'm sorry. Sorry about your dad. That sucks.
Yeah.
Lost my dad, too. I know how it feels. Mm. And you've had passings in your family.
I lost my stepdad, yeah. I wear his hat.
Do you wear his hat?
Yep.
What do I do with my dad? I've got all kinds of crap.
Really cool Eddie Bauer hat that I
Where it is. I even have a picture. Actually, I happen to find it, and it's sitting on my desk right now.
My second microphone stand that the girls use when they do Geek Food over here was my dad's. So he lives on in the podcasting, I suppose. He'd love what I'm doing now. He just went way too early. It was 2000. It was a long time ago. All right. What else? Oh, and by the way, if he'd have seen where digital cameras were going to end up today, holy crap. He was an amateur photographer his whole life. He would have flipped.
Really? Interesting.
This would be the heyday of his life. He would just absolutely be in heaven with cameras today.
Wow.
Because when he died in 2000, digital cameras were not up to snuff yet. It was all crap. And now it's just, you know, give him a Canon Rebel and he would have been in heaven. All that film. He wouldn't have to have a dark room anymore or any of that crap he used to do. Scott and Brian says, Daniel, absolutely love the shows and all the Frog Pants oriented things. The morning streams helps me get through oh so long of an 8-hour drawn out work day, as well as the instance and the final score topping off the end of the week with an amazing Friday set of shows. Just wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate all the views that are spoken of on the shows, and that people who just want to QQ about things Scott says still annoys me. SMFJ, Scott Mother Freaking Johnson, and Brian, please add me to your PS4 friends list. I would enjoy following your PS4 streams and playing as well. Again, you guys are the best, and it makes my work days go by with ease. And then he gave us the name, which we won't give out here, but we'll put in our things.
Sure.
I'll totally
add you.
We can
even pop open our app and add them, I think.
Do them right now, I think. So we'll do that. Thanks, Daniel. And that was really nice of you to say.
Yeah. Very nice.
We have a lot of good emails like that. You guys can submit
your
own.
I can see your red tail lights heading for Spain.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Oh, Hatch. Hatch just told me a thing, and I don't want to look at it. Okay, there we go. We'll add you right away, and thanks for that. And we do like to play with fans, so if you guys have requests that you want to add us to your friends list or whatever, we can totally do that. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com, if you want to have your emails read on the show. We won't have a show tomorrow, once again, but we will have one on Wednesday, and then again on Saturday. So plenty of shows this week. We're only one shy, really. Right?
Really, yeah. I mean, exactly. We normally do 4 shows. This week it'll be 3, and we've got them spaced out so you have a show, you go a day without a show. You got a show, go a day without a show.
Yeah.
And then another day without a show, and then you have a show.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you go a day without a show, and then you've got a show again on Monday.
Yeah, and the more you learn.
The more I learn.
All right.
The more I learn. I don't see how I add a friend in...
You flap around like a marionette.
Flop around like a marionette.
Okay.
Thank you, Danny Trejo.
Thanks, Trejo. All right, that's it. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you, everybody involved in the show today. If you'd like to get more, you can go to frogpants.com/TMS. Links to the show, the store, the show archives, Facebook page, everything. It's right there. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, morningstream, Scott Johnson and Coverville.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Coverville this week?
So this week, obviously Friday is the Coverthon, the big 24-hour business that starts at noon Mountain Time on Friday and goes all the way to noon on Saturday. 24 hours of me doing cover songs and all sorts of great guests and giveaways. Giveaways every hour. I went to Barnes & Noble and Best Buy this weekend and picked up a crap ton of stuff to give away. So there will be giveaways every hour. I think we're getting a Hearthstone beta key from the Angry Chicken guys. We've got an iPod Nano. We've got I will sign my Nintendo 3DS and give that away. And then lots of, I've got movies. I got Trick or Treat on Blu-ray, which I'm kind of tempted to keep for myself. That movie was kind of fun. But lot of the stuff that we've watched on FilmSack, I picked up on Blu-ray. So
great.
Lots of giveaways there. Books, some great music-related books, a Prince biography. Anyway, so that'll be Friday. But prior to that, it's an annual tradition that I do a Beatles cover story every year right around Thanksgiving. And that'll probably be up on the feed on Wednesday. So it'll be a big... hour and a half, close to 2-hour show probably, of all Beatles covers. And celebrating the 50th, or the, is it 50th anniversary? I think the 50th anniversary of Meet the Beatles. So, covers, I think, of every song on that album.
Look at all these 50-year anniversaries we're having. Doctor Who, Where the Wild Things Are, and Meet the Beatles.
And the Beatles, yeah, exactly.
And people who turn 50.
Right.
Good for them.
A lot of anniversaries for those people, too.
Yeah. I wonder how Daryl feels to know that he is older than Doctor Who. Think about that for a minute. Because he's 51 or 52 this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Think about that.
Mm.
Or don't. Don't. It's up to you.
Chris Claremont celebrating birthday today.
Wait. Who's that?
The guy who he wrote the some of the greatest stretches of X-Men comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the whole Dark Phoenix saga, the the whole new X-Men thing.
Did he write the one where Magneto makes Sentinels?
Makes Sentinels? He did not.
That wasn't
not
him?
That.
Okay,
because no,
that was a bad run. They don't count that
exist.
As canon. Yeah.
it doesn't exist
at all. Okay, great.
Right. Even though they all had kind of a similar helmet style.
They did.
And they're purple.
I don't know why. I guess I'm not up on my Sentinel origin story very well.
Well, the Days of Future Past movie will help you with that.
There are storylines, though, where he has taken control of them, though. Like I've seen,
they're metal, so he can control them, or he can, destroy them. But
I remember reading some lines, storylines where he was like in the air, and they were all like as he was puppeting all these sentinels as they marched toward oblivion or whatever. I don't know, whatever. I'm not as good at that stuff as you are. Hey, that's it. We're done. How about a song to take us out for a day where we have no show tomorrow?
Sure, a day like that.
Yeah.
Ken wrote in. Said, as you know, the week of November 25th marks the 7-day feast of Lord Vomicron's patrons. Therefore, it's appropriate that you play a Gowan cover, or Gowan cover, G-O-W-A-N. Fingers crossed for Criminal Mind. May Vomicron's embrace envelop you.
Mm, indeed.
I don't know what that means, but I do have a cover of Gowan.
You don't know what it means, but you like how it sounds.
I like how it sounds, and I don't even know how it's pronounced. Yeah. The Acorn contributed this cover to the 7-Year Itch, the Paper Bag Records covers compilation, and it's actually a really, really good song. So even if you have no idea who Gowan is or Gowan or how to pronounce it like me, you might enjoy this. It's Strange Animal by the Acorn, closing us out.
All right, here it is. We're going to play it now. Tomorrow, no show. See you back here on Wednesday for a brand new episode of the Morning Stream.
Podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
There's different flavors that you can get.